Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Good morning. Welcome to Go the Distance Radio. This is Rusty Thomas with my buddy Andrew Forshey, and he is going to continue to help us out here as we look at being empowered and having this abundant life through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, today we are looking at what it means to be a conduit. Now, a conduit, you imagine a pipe that is delivering water to your house. You're going to want nothing in the way of hindering that water flow into your house. In the same way, we don't want anything of ourselves hindering God's light from shining through us. As our verses today in John 15, 6 or 8, it says this: if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch that withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into a fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
Amen, Andrew. This is a blessing of God, and we're so thankful that we can be his conduit, that it would bring glory and honor to Jesus. Would you pray for us?
Yes. Father God, I just pray once again today that you would just put that mindset in us, God, that we just need to get out of the way and just let you shine your light through us, that we would be able to love others unhindered the way that you have shown your love to us, God. So I just pray that you would empower us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.